from KQED.
One of the other big issues President Obama is pledging to tackle is climate change. And the implications for California are huge. Much of our electricity comes from hydropower projects, taking advantage of steep terrain and gushing mountain rivers to churn out cheap, clean power. But that dependence on heavy snow in the winter and heavy runoff in the spring is threatened by climate change. And as KQED science reporter Molly Samuel says, it's a problem that federal regulators have chosen to ignore.
New Bullards Bar Dam stretches across a steep, rocky canyon in the Sierra Nevada foothills, about 50 miles northeast of Sacramento. It's the fifth highest dam in North America, towering more than 60 stories over the North Yuba River.
And we're standing on top of the spillway, watching the water rush down below us, maybe 100 feet below our feet, and then going down and spilling into the North Yuba River.
Jeff Rabum works for the Yuba County Water Agency, which owns this and other smaller dams, plus a network of reservoirs, water diversion tunnels, and hydroelectric facilities. Rabum works on re-licensing for the water agency. Every few decades, hydropower projects have to get a new license from the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC. If you think going to the DMV is bad, be glad you're not a dam. Applying for a new hydropower license takes years and costs millions of dollars. It seems like everything gets considered, from how the dams affect water supply to endangered species to whitewater sports.
We have 44 different studies going on right now.
In the end, the new license will dictate how much electricity the project generates and how much water it releases, and when, for the next 30 to 50 years. That's why there are so many studies and why FERC relicensing is so important to water agencies, power companies, and environmental groups, among others. But there's one looming issue that Rabone doesn't have to wrangle any studies for: climate change. FERC doesn't require those. Steve Rothard is California director for the environmental organization American Rivers. He's asked FERC to include climate change in the relicensing process, but they've turned him down.
It's an approach akin to the cliche of putting their heads in the sand.
Climate change projections for the Sierra Nevada vary. The region may get wetter, it may get drier, but scientists agree it will get warmer, dramatically affecting the snow where most of the region's water comes from. And not in the distant future. There's evidence we're already seeing effects of climate change in the Sierra.
And yet, the power companies and the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission refuse to consider how climate change will affect these dams and these rivers for the next 50 years.
Josh Veers is an ecologist at the University of California, Davis. He argues that FERC's decision to depend only on historic weather and water records doesn't make sense anymore, especially for licenses that won't expire for decades.
Most of the projections for California in particular, and these are multiple scientists using different models and different assumptions, all converge on the same idea that the climate 35 years from now is not likely to be what we see today.
One recent study suggests the emergence of a new normal within the next few decades, one in which 8 in 10 winters in the western U.S. will see snow accumulation below what we now consider normal. Veers says the way California manages water will have to change. Right now, the snowpack itself serves as a reservoir. If it melts earlier or if more precipitation falls as rain, our man-made reservoirs may have to spill the extra runoff, which could mean more floods in the winter and more water shortages in the summer.
We have a lot at stake, and so it seems that it would be in the public's best interest if, in fact, FERC were looking out for the public.
So we went to FERC and asked them, why not take climate change into account?
There are not really any models yet that are granular enough that we would feel comfortable basing a decision on the impact of climate change on an individual facility.
John Norris is a FERC commissioner.
What the impact's going to be on that individual facility is a very different analysis than a kind of a broad global theory of the impact of climate change.
Jeff Rabone from the Yuba County Water Agency says even though federal regulators don't require climate change studies, that doesn't mean it's not on his mind.
It's going to be very interesting to see what happens if climate change turns out the way that it's theorized to work out.
If it does, the job of water managers, balancing the needs of fish, farmers, and power plants, will only get more complicated as the climate changes, whether or not regulators are paying attention. For the California Report, I'm Molly Samuel in Yuba County.